Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Well, good evening out there. It is Find It Out Friday. Hey, where has this week gone? You know, I wish these variants and mutations would move out of here as quickly as these days are flying. And, you know, China has shut down again. Listen to the news. Do your research. Find out what's going on. It is Find It Out Friday. Tiffany with an I is going to come on with us. I see it. I change it. And I get it completed. And we're celebrating Women's History Month all month long. And when I posted out today, I posted out portraits of Sojourner Truth and Carolyn Bass and Shirley Chisholm, Lauren Anderson, Arlene Harris-Smith. These are ladies that some are no longer with us and some are walking amongst us right now. But before we get started, I'm going to play something for you because it's all about love. But, you know, life is sometimes filled with hardships, but rainy and cloudy days too are followed by sunshine. That's when you appreciate the dauntless spirit of flowers of the field. And the flowers of the field, in my eyesight, are those beautiful daisies. Women, we are flowers. We blossom no matter what. Some of us get full nourishing. Some get none. A little bit or whatever, but we keep moving no matter what. So we're going to celebrate women, women's history, which is this month, next month, and throughout time, then, now, and in the future. But before we bring on Tiffany with an I, I just want you to listen to a little bit of this. Welcome in. It's Find It Out Friday.
Thank you.
right. We're all riding on a freeway of love out here. It's love. It's kindness. It's compassion. It's like mindfulness. And today we're going to tell you what we found out, because it is Find It Out on Friday. And we would like to have you give us a call and let us know the things that you find out. And give us a call at 323-769-5879. Again, that number is 323-769-5879. Give us a call. Let us know what you found out. And we'll share it. While we're caring and sharing on Find It Out Friday, you know, keep those antennas up. Keep those lens clean. Be aware of your surroundings. And keep the blood cells flowing through your brain. Okay. Tiffany with an I, are you on the air with us this evening?
Yes, I am. How are you? Good evening.
Hi, Tiffany with an I. Good evening. And you know I'm going to put this out there first. Thank you so much, because I know you're working on many projects, and we appreciate you coming on to let us know what's happening here. So I was telling listeners I posted out a lot of first ladies out there. There's many first ladies, but the first ladies I posted out there was like Karen Bass, Sir Jonna Choose. Oh, we had Arlen Harris, Shirley Chisholm, and Lauren Anderson, which I don't know if you're not in the art entertainment. If you're not in the arts, you wouldn't know who she was, the first prima ballerina for the Houston Ballet. And I think she entered in about 1990, but she had been dancing. She was nine. So, you know, sister had to be on point and be on stress. And when I see any ballerinas, and especially prima ballerinas, I think of myself. So later on in the show, we'll go back and I'll tell you a little bit of story about my ballet and my experience with ballet. But on that note, I'm going to let you come in and tell us, what did you find out for Friday? Share with us.
Well, it is still Women's Month, and that is so great as we move into, I think we should all have acknowledgement of other people's contributions, and I think it's wonderful that they set a month aside for us to be recognized. Women make a lot of change. Women do a lot of things. And because of, you know, like women's suffrage and things of that nature, women haven't been, you know, recognized. So it's a great thing to do so this month, as there is also St. Patrick's Day that is coming up and a couple other things. But I've said many times that Women on the Rise in different industries, we're finding them to really be outspoken,
mm-hmm.
And voices. Their voices are starting to come out, and it's wonderful to see a female on the ballot for LA mayor.
Okay.
I think isn't this like the first time that this has happened?
Yes, Carol.
That we've ever had it. Right, yeah. And she was a congresswoman of the 37th district, or is still, but is running for the LA mayor's race, and I think that is wonderful. Just to have a female presence, you know? I mean, we always have a female presence, but we don't actually have a female presence of somebody that's already been in office and recognized, and for her to be, I guess, one of the first is amazing in and of itself. And that's an accomplishment as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw the things that you were posting out there and you put out there, I'm actually a very strong advocate of the arts, performing and visual arts. I think it's extremely important because it deals with critical thinking and sharpening your skills there, critical thinking. You solve problems when you're able to think. And now that it's taken out of the schools, you don't see the art programs. You don't see any of that in the schools anymore.
Nope.
So, you know, yeah, which is discerning. I mean, it's kind of concerning and at the same time, you're just kind of like, what's really going on? You know what I mean? Like, what's really going on with our school system, that all these things that would, which kids could grow and blossom, evolve, develop, are no longer there?
Well,
they're just not there.
They don't think it's important, and that's our fight on a daily basis, you know, to point out the importance of music, the importance of theater, the importance of doing that, because, you know, we basically push music, you know, and it's like, do you know that music is math? You know, that's math, okay? Music is teaches you responsibility, teamship, you know, those things are gone. So whenever I have to give my pitches to those who don't think that it is so important that this is out there for our youth, the last question I ask them, and this is exactly how I asked it, and I don't care what forum it is or what platform I'm on, would you rather have your child pick up a piccolo or a pistol, and then they look real funny if they hear it? You got me? You, as you're driving home this
Absolutely.
Evening, you think about that. Would you rather have your child pick up a piccolo or a pistol? Because right now, this time, they're picking up pistols, okay? They're bored. The youth are very, very talented and creative, full of energy, innovation, new ideas. They'll come up with something that you never ever thought about. You know, you got the TikTok. They're dancing. They're singing. They're expressing. And most of the time, a child starts this at an early age. You know, and it's so sad that it's not of importance. So what do you want them to do? Walk around and move to the tune of a gong, a bell, okay? Because, see, as you said, once those juices are moving, that creativity builds growth and it builds strength and it gives confidence. People say, why is speech so important? Speech is very important because they have to tell their stories, okay? And when they're telling their stories, it builds confidence because you must sell yourself. You're your best product.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence. You need to have that to walk in the room and state what you're about and state what your needs are, and don't back down from them. And those type of activities builds that from all the way across the board. Anything in the arts, art, theater, music, anything that's going to make those creative juices flow. And once you start moving, you find out how creative you really are. And what it tends to have you do is to continue to stretch. So this young lady that I posted out, Lauren Anderson, she was the first prima ballerina for the Houston Ballet. Okay, that's Texas. Okay, African American. So, you know, she was on point, straight back, straighter than a board, all of that stuff to get in there. Because I knew it wasn't easy. Okay, it just was not easy, but she was the first prima, so that's the top notch going out. When I came to Los Angeles, I was always a dancer, but basically jazz. And I went to an audition. I'll have to think of the name, but they, you know, the choreographer could get in front of you, and you got line up four to six across, and they do a step, and, you know, they give you the count, and you do your step. And it was so funny because these girls were jumping up, doing these scissor kicks, and I looked like a duck lost in Swan Lake, right? So after it was over with, because I was the type, I didn't care what the audition was, I'd show up anyway. If they said 5'12", I'd show up there, and I was 5'2", okay? But I'd show up and say something, you know. I'd just show up. I don't care about that. I can keep up with these long-legged girls, okay? Don't think I can. So I'd just show up, but what they going to say, yay or nay? You have to get your courage built up, and the more you do, you know, the stronger you get. So I was in the ladies' room, and And there was a young lady, and I said, well, what was that that they were doing? And I demonstrated how they were doing their feet. And, oh, boy, I'm straight out of Texas, and I said, She looked at me, and she says, well, that's the Rastafari. Don't you know? I said, No, I don't. I say, might that be ballet? She said, yes. I said, well, I'll know by 6 o'clock this evening. And I left, and I found the best ballet school in Los Angeles. And I started attending Stephen Winter. He was on 3rd Street in Los Angeles. And I said, I have to take ballet. He said, okay, 9 o'clock Sunday morning. That was kind of hard because I partied on Saturday night. Now, sometimes I wouldn't be getting in until 8, but I had to be there at 9. And I'd go. And, you know, they have the different bars lined up level, the high bar, the medium bar, the low bar. But, you know, of course, me and my chancy self, I go and I want my leg up on the top bar like the other girls. And every class he would say, go get her, because they would have to take my leg up off that bar. I wasn't quite ready for that, right? And he walked around. Mm-hmm. He was a beautiful person, and he had a yardstick. And he'd pop you on the back of your knees in that ridge, you know, making sure you were getting that step. But I was always in the front, so he would say, get back in the back. You don't know the routine, get back in the back. I said, excuse me, I am not leaving this spot because I cannot see what you're doing through all them long-legged trees, and I'm standing right here because I was short, right? But I didn't know the routine, mm-hmm. So I finally learned that Rastafari. And got into the ballet, which you needed. You needed for balance. That's why football players take ballet. It's balance. And all dance is balance, but that ballet is, it gives you that the balance that you need. And that's why they can leap over those heads and jump and go over that line. Sometimes look like they're flying up there. You know, but most football players are instructed to take the ballet. But that's my story. So I put her there because she is a hidden treasure. She is history. And there's so many, many out there. And Sir John the Truth, well, you know, she was my girl because she was outspoken and out there making it right. A lot of times I have a friend, her name is Gloria, and she said, you remind me of Sir John the Truth. I said, really, I might be her niece, but really I'm Harriet Tubman's niece, so I'm still in the category, okay? I'm still in the category. But that's why I posted it out there, and I kind of like wanted to speak on it and just, you know, and of course we had Eileen Harris, you know, she was on the show. She was the first scientist. Female, African-American female scientist for Chevron Oil. And Carolyn Bash, she's out there running, doing her thing. And Shirley Chisholm, you know, she was the first to run for president of the United States. It was Shirley Chisholm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those that know, but you don't hear a lot. So you have some women and who they are, what they are, that have beat those, how can you say it, set that path we're following here. And you cannot mm-hmm. forget them. And as they always say, you never give up, never give in to your negativity, never give up on your dreams, and never retreat. And those ladies and many, many more carry that up until today. So it is great that women are being recognized, which we've always held down the forefront. As I say, behind every successful man, there is a woman, okay? Because mm-hmm. she's going to listen, that's she's going to encourage, she's going to nurture and empower. So that's my thing on women's history. I'm finding out. I'm still doing research here. You know, there'll be more coming up on Mindful Monday that we'll have to be mindful of. But I just wanted to touch on that because I wanted to throw that Lauren Anderson in there because of the arts. And we are arts people.
I love the arts. Like I as a child, did, you know, the tap dancing, the ballet, the jazz, played in all kinds of instruments. My mom was very, you know, I would say assertive in making sure that we did different things. so that we were never bored. You know what I mean? That we weren't ever not learning something. So, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed ballet. I enjoyed tap. I enjoyed jazz. I enjoyed all of it. And I think, you know, it largely contributes to who I am today. It's just, like I said, again, it's just a shame that we don't have that in our school systems curriculum anymore, because, you know, that probably contribute to the career for Ms. Harris. You know, maybe she, I don't know her background, but maybe she, you know, played the violin or played an instrument or did something creative to be able to do what she, you know, did at Chevron.
Well,
and
it
that's,
gives
you
focus. You
know, biggest artist. Yeah.
Those type of activities,
yeah,
that give you focus, because, like, either you're counting, you're supporting, it's focus, and it's repetition,
yeah,
and you have to practice. Mm-hmm. You know, to hone in on mm-hmm. your skills. I love theater, and it just blows people away. If I'm going to do a play or I'll go do a table reading, it blows them away. But I'm dramatic anyway, so the world is a stage to me, so every day there's a theater, and I love theater more than film, okay? And the reason why I love the theater is because you have nothing there to edit. They can't go back. Once it's up, it's out, okay? And you're depending solely on you, you know, and your team, and you know your stuff and everybody else's too, just in case they forget theirs. And you're right there with the people. So with theater, you have to, the best actors come from theater. It's
mm-hmm.
not the other way around. Because in film,
oh,
you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you can edit out and blah, 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 but you can't do that with theater. So I'm looking forward for everything to open back up. It's opening back up. My focus, basically, theater is very good for the young adults, you know, so that they can tell their stories. It builds self-esteem. There's a young lady that she's with the NCBW, but she works with the youth, and I keep looking at her, and I keep watching her, and she is such a jewel, you know, and every time I see her, I want to smile. I'm going to have to call and say, you know what, you want to come on and do some radio time? Because my first co-host in 2013 was 13 years old. Okay, I like to get the young ones and then get them going. Oh, I can't do it. Yes, you can. You're talking to me right now. And they take it and blow up. But, it's all about reaching back. The schools are full of it, okay? We've been battling them for a couple of years, okay? City Hall, all the city councils, because we have to go and pitch. And they're sitting up there looking at you just because you don't know how to find middle C on the piano, do not deny this child, okay? But it is those type of activities that build character, all of that. All in high school, I played in the drums. I was a concert tenorist, so I play timbales at this time, okay? So sometimes I say, well, let me go see what I can do with Sheila E., but all of that came from all of that, right? It gave the focus. And what it does, you learn how to appreciate. You have to appreciate the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And everything
mm-hmm.
that we do is art. Everything. What we're doing now is the arts that build the character, set the focus. So these women, and when you start dealing with the history of music, what is the lady? Are you digging way back in blues, okay? Those women out there, Elvis Presley songs. Is Big Mama Thornton? Oh, yeah, I have to research on it before I put it out there, but dig into the blues. It all stems from those activities. And like you said, it's a shame that they're being removed from the schools. They don't think it's important, but it's very important. Like I said, piccolo or pistol, which would you prefer? Okay, it's just like going in when you deal with going into sustained communities. The first thing persons want to do without really understanding the culture of the community is go in and build a park. No, they don't need a park. You build a park, that's giving them more room to shoot at. No, they don't need a park. Okay, they don't need that. Go in there and find out what they need. So we have a lot of work to do. Takes everybody to get it done. We're all experiencing all of these different events, Tiffany, that are happening, the gas prices, all of this stuff. But, you know, we just have to take deep breaths and keep pushing and keep lifting one another up because, you know, you look in other parts of the world, at least we have our roofs on our head. You know, at least we're not dodging bombs. So it's like a wait for a wait, but it's just all crazy out here right now. It's crazy. So we have to do what we do and have these conversations and talk about different things because, again, we might be saving someone from jumping off a bridge, okay? So that is why we come on. And on Friday, what we find out, we want you, the listeners, to give us a call and let us know what you found out, okay? We'd like to share it, you know, and we even open it up so you can come on and tell it in your own voice and your own word, okay? Because nobody can tell a story like the person that's telling the story, that knows the story, right? So we're open to that. And I just, you know, I want to put it out there. But when I said first ladies, there's thousands of them out there that have never
absolutely
been heard. My mother was a first lady. When she graduated, she was a valedictorian of her class, a brilliant woman. You know, and I say, thank you, thank you, thank you for letting that blood flow through my veins. Because every time I'd have to pull up and get academic, I'd say, come on, girl, Brent, send it to me, okay? Send it to me. So it's a lot out there, a lot of unsung heroes, a lot of hidden treasures, you know, that are out. But it's opening up. These ladies out here are kicking in doors, and I'm loving it. Because, see, one thing, a lady does retreat. Once she goes through that door, she's not pulling back. She doesn't know how.
Women,
because she's
yeah,
always.
Yeah, women are.
I'm sorry.
Definitely that way. I said yes. Women are definitely that way, and a force to be reckoned with. If anybody doesn't know, like you know, like we said, you know, men are great. They build the structure, but and you know, women come in and do what they do, and once women do what they do, they, you know, promote change. They actually get it done. You know, the structure's set, they come in and they get the job done. And which is, you know, the combination, as we both say all the time, is what's needed. You know, one without the other. You need the yin and the yang, you know, the female, the male, to make sure that things get done. But I love it. I just absolutely love finding out on Friday about new people, first ladies, people that, you know, we never knew about, and really, you know, shining the light upon them and recognizing them. It's just it's a great thing. And thanks for sharing that.
Yes.
Information.
Yes. But I
that's what
just
people found
to
out on Friday.
Yes. What we found out, and more things are coming in, but you just don't want to wait until it's a month that puts in that recognition for a certain type of whatever. Do your research on a daily basis so that you can find out stuff new every day because things change from moment to moment out here. And as I was stating, you know, I'm not one to jump on everything I see, but I was scanning through, and I know that China has shut down over there, okay? Yeah, so whatever this variant is or whatever, I haven't really, because I'm still trying to keep balanced over here, you know, just to do what we need to do. And yet have compassion for others and do whatever you can do, you know, to take care of the other situations because just like it's them today, it could be us tomorrow, okay? And people don't stop and think about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so I mean, if the history, hopefully history does not repeat itself that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because that's what happened 2 years ago, remember?
Oh, yeah. Some people don't want change. That's the way it was. That's the way it's always going to be. And that's the way we're going to keep it, I don't think so. Okay. Not with this new breed out here, because they are fearless. Believe me. They are fearless.
Mm-hmm.
Even different sets, you know, different parts. Sometimes, you know, you get in situations and you hate to be ugly. I remember one time this lady kept running this basket up behind me. I was in the market and I'm trying to be all nice and pleasant and in a good mood. She casting me, I'll be out the way in a minute. And I don't know what her problem was, but it was before the pandemic, because now I just look at people because you don't know what's on their mind. I told her, I said, look, sweetheart, I said, you're going to have to chill out, okay? You're really going to have to chill out, because I'm not my grandmother, okay? I'm not my grandmother. And I looked at her. So when you have to get to that point, sometimes you have to remind people of the time and the changes, but this new breed, they're not having it. Okay, they're like pumping it. They're totally different, and we're totally different. You know, every generation sparks up another spark. But what we have to do, as going through the lineage of everything and keeping the blend, we have to blend it all. We have to teach correctly and tell those stories, okay? Storytellers are limited at this time, so we have to, like, throw a story out there every now and then to put a reminder out. But it's a good thing. I say this event or these events that are happening, you and I both know that we have a saying of changing poison into medicine. And this is real poison, okay? But it's good medicine, too, because in some cultures, some religions, some philosophies, they say that if persons do not take care of one another, if they're not kind, then the angels leave the land, okay? And you become invaded. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So it's all different prophecies out there, different ways of saying it. But we have to research, we have to ask questions, we have to dig back and find out whose shoulders we are really standing on. And it wasn't easy. It's not easy now, but can you imagine? I can't even imagine. I probably wouldn't even be here, okay? Mm-hmm. Yep, that divine blood in me wouldn't have it, okay? Just wouldn't have it. So what can I say? I come from the blood. I tell my nieces and nephews, I said, the blood runs to the bottom, okay? The blood runs to the bottom, goes down to the bottom of the barrel, but the brains come from the top. So always keep that in mind. And they look at me. I say, you'll figure it out. What do you mean by that? I said, blood runs to the bottom of the barrel, but the brains come from the top. That way you're going to go dig and figure out, what is she talking about? No, go figure it out. Come back and let me know what you come up with, okay? Just let me know.
It's important to do research.
Yes. Yeah, you have to. You have to stretch them out like, it's the stories. They need the stories. We have to keep saying the stories. As Martin Luther King says, when you start speaking, all things end. So you must speak about things that matter. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I do truly understand that. And, you know, again, and we always talk about this too, dialogue and conversation, and you just mentioned it a couple minutes ago. It's key to the resolve or understanding of anything. You know, we may be on different sides of the fence, of the aisle, of the railroad, whatever you want to call it. But when we start having conversation with each other, just because we're human beings, we're going to find more things common than not.
That's
and I
true.
Think, and then, you know, you can always agree to disagree. And it's healthy to have different perspectives,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, not take them to the extreme and not, you know, and not listen to someone is detrimental to anyone's growth and understanding perspective. So I encourage everybody, like you said, research, understand what's going on out there, find out through different resources. Because eventually, when you don't know, then you're just allowing anything to go on and happen. You know, bills get passed that you don't even know about. You don't know, you know, if you don't know about it, then you can't do anything about it. And, you know, as we talk about the youth and the rise of what's going on in these schools, I mean, you know, parents are across the nation getting very upset about, and this is every culture, just not one, but every culture is getting, you know, the moms are just getting, and parents are getting upset about how things are going, you know, in the school system, and things are not being taught properly. So you're right. We have to start telling the stories, the truth in our stories, and having different narratives and, you know, really focusing on stuff that will help our youth move forward, you know, thinking and creating. And so I would suggest if you, you know, if there are any programs out there where your children can go and do ballet or dance or performing arts or visual arts or anything of that nature that has to do with art, I would encourage it strongly. I mean, yeah, you know, look at Debbie Allen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Arts are very, very important in one's life because the arts are the builder. You know, and if you and each one of these first ladies that we're speaking about, if you could sit down and have a conversation with them, just as you said, I bet you they had some form of music or you know, theater or something in their lives to keep them going, because all of those things build confidence. And one thing about music, musicians are loved all over the world. And you don't have to speak the language.
Yeah.
Music is love. Music is healing. You know, everyone loves a musician. When I traveled as a young girl, my bed was a suitcase, was a guitar, you know, and going out. When I grew up and I began to go out on the road, they couldn't figure out how does she conduct herself like that, because this is what I came from, okay? So I know when I'm traveling on the road, I know to go do my job, go have my dinner, go take a shower, and stay in that suite. I don't need to go to the parties, okay? It's a job. So most of the young adults that travel out there and get an opportunity to do those things, I always share those stories with them, because it's a job, and that's how you stay out of trouble. Okay, and one person.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't want to be a part of that. Okay, that's where you all go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned it at an early age, so I was able to move around and take care of myself and stay out of trouble. You know, go do what I had to do and come on back in with my faculties, with my mind, with my brain, with my everything. Okay. Everything that was mine, I left with and came back with it, okay? Because it was instilled in me that this is how you conduct yourself when you get an opportunity to do that. And one other thing that we cannot dictate to our young adults, we give them options, okay? And when you put options out there, you let them decide. That's where I'm like I am. I had options whether I wanted to spend my little allowance on buying them candy bars or if I wanted to spend my allowance on getting my little manicure. Okay, it was up to me. Okay, so most of the time I like to get my hands lotioned up as a little girl and be all pretty and stuff, so I leave those candy bars alone. And on that note, Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I get it done. This has been wonderful. Thank you for coming on, letting us know what you found out and what we're continuously finding out, and especially of our women that are our unsung heroes out there. Every time we get an opportunity to pull one up, we'll be carrying this out for the rest of the month. because this is Women's Month and Women's World, Women's Year, Women's Everything. But this is an opportunity for us to give others recognition, and hopefully it's educating someone out there who did not even know. And on that note, I'm going to say have a great evening, because we're going to go out of here, people. Please enjoy your weekend. Stay strong, stay woke, stay aware of what's going on around you. Tiffany, we love you. Thank you, thank you. And hopefully you'll come back with us and give us something to be mindful of on Monday. Have a good evening, please.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy.
You too.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. A brave, brave girl, try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised, don't be surprised if I
break it up with Linda
Mitchell. You said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jeff. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.